I would like to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast, Chicago Media for the People. I'm your host, Marsha, and on the line, I have Dr. Jifa Latsu. He's located here in Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
All right. So we're talking today because there's some big things happening here in the city. As we all know, that February is the month of cancer awareness.
Yes.
And so you will be holding a
health fair. Yeah, it's going to be a health fair offered at the Lotsu Digestive Center. So we'll be able to have a health fair that's open to the community and all Chicago residents who can come to the office and talk a little bit about cancer, become more aware, and learn about things that can prevent cancer. And if patients are interested in talking more in detail, they can speak to me directly.
Okay, and so cancer is a big deal in our community because us as African Americans, we suffer from many different kinds, whether it's pancreatic, breast cancer, and there are so many screenings that can be done. But this health fair is important for us so that we can learn that we can prevent it and we can get tested for it prior to it becoming life-threatening.
Absolutely, yeah. So as many people oftentimes will see a doctor once they're starting to have symptoms, and oftentimes that's too late. Our objective is to see people when they don't have symptoms, when they're completely asymptomatic, because the earlier we find cancer, the earlier we can treat it and take care of it and prevent cancer. A lot of times people don't know whether or not they have polyps, because oftentimes that's asymptomatic. People don't have symptoms of polyps. But when we do find polyps, particularly on a colonoscopy, we remove them. And that in turn prevents colon cancer from everyone. And it's a very preventable disease.
Okay. So typically, how long can a person go asymptomatic until they start experiencing signs?
Well, there's no specific timeline of how long they can go asymptomatic. At least in the United States, most people who are going to develop colon cancer will develop colon cancer in their 60s. And so because we know that colon cancer develops from a polyp stage, we go 10 years prior to the 60th birthday, and we start screening patients. Everyone gets screened in the United States at age 50.
Okay.
Now, if there's a family member that doesn't have, if there's a family member that has a history of polyps sooner than age 60, then we start going 10 years beforehand. So, for instance, if you know a family member that was diagnosed with colon cancer at age 50, then we would start screening at age 40 instead of age 50.
Oh.
So we go 10 years prior to that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Our goal is to prevent cancer and not, you know, diagnose cancer at a late stage where, you know, patients end up not doing as well. And, you know, it's a very preventable disease. So, you know, we want to spread the word and make sure people know their family history. And if they are due for a colonoscopy, they need to get screened as soon as possible. But what we really want to get out there is for people to be aware of all cancers, especially the ones that are preventable. In February, what we're hosting, it's actually going to be February 18th, we'll be hosting this health fair. And we're, you know, I'm a gastroenterologist, so I focus in on the digestive diseases and liver issues that affect people overall in their health and nutrition. But the things that are important is for people to be more cognizant of their risks, trying to decrease their risk of developing cancer in the future just by a few simple things. One of the few things that people don't know is just really getting to understand their family history, knowing what mom and dad, sort of their health history. I think those conversations with the family members are very, very important. And then things that people can do on their own, you know, some of the risk factors for cancer, if they are smokers, you know, cutting down on smoking, obviously trying their best to quit. Smoking is associated, or tobacco smoke is associated with almost all cancers. So decreasing tobacco smoke is a very simple thing on paper, but it's very difficult for people to achieve. But that is something that's a cancer prevention tool that people can use, maintaining a very healthy weight. Obesity is associated with a number of cancers, mm-hmm. including colon cancer, breast cancer, and all of those things. And in my practice, I focus in on how important nutrition is to the digestive tract, as well as liver disease. So it's very important for people to maintain a healthy weight and keeping themselves fit. And then the other thing is, if they do have any symptoms, to seek care when as timely as possible. So if you're having signs of abdominal pain or bleeding or weight loss, all of those types of signs, people need to seek a doctor as soon as possible and not wait until things get worse.
How long have you been practicing?
Well, I've been in practice for about 5.5 years.
Okay.
I've been pretty much mostly in the Chicago area. I practice a little bit in Wisconsin, but I've been primarily in Chicago for the past 5.5 years.
Oh, wow. Your 5 years of doing this, how mm-hmm. many cases have you been able to help in the early stages? How many have you come across where you've been able to catch cancer early?
Well, I mean...
Do you see many?
There's too many to count. I mean, yeah. the whole goal is to catch as many as possible. If every person that I've encountered, comes in, then, you know, that's my way of preventing or helping them address any potential cancers down the road. But, you know, the take-home message is really making sure people get screened and when the age is appropriate, and then to recognize those symptoms in themselves. You know, everyone needs to be their own advocate on making sure they get adequate care before things become an issue down the road. So, some of the recommendations that we have for colon cancer screening have been updated, and that previously we were screening people at age 50, and now at least the American Cancer Society is recommending to start screening even earlier at age 45. So we're trying our best to sort of get the information out there to the public that, you know, colon cancer is a preventable disease, and we need to have people come in a lot sooner.
Yeah.
Because no one in the U.S. needs to die from colon cancer.
Yes.
If we have such a cancer, you know, preventing tool, the colonoscopy. So
the process, you know, I hear so many horror stories about colon screening, you know, in the process mm-hmm. now. You guys have different ways of testing, correct? It's not just so much of the physical part of checking. You do x-rays now?
Yeah, we have a number of ways of testing. So, yeah, we can do, a type of an x-ray. We can do a stool test. There's a lot of other tests that where we are able to look at the DNA that's within the stool. And so there are a lot of other screening tests that are out there that people can utilize, and they're very useful, and they've been tested, and they're very good in sorting out people that are higher risk and lower risk. So, there are many other tests out there that people can use. So a lot of times the primary care physician can educate their patients on what would be the best test for them in terms of screening. But if they have a family member, if there's a family member with polyps or a family member with colon cancer, you know, colonoscopy will be the tool that they would need to use.
Okay. Well, I think this is an excellent thing for the month of February. So we have this health fair that will be taking place February the 18th from 8 a.m. a.m. to 3 p.m. And the location is, could you update us with the location?
Yeah, the location is our office. It's located at 840 to 842 West Adams. Okay. And that's right in the West Loop of Chicago. So the health fair will be from 8 o'clock to 3 p.m. We're going to have various things there. So they're going to be myself, a few other nutrition experts will be at the open house, as well as patients of mine that have come through the practice that could speak on prevention and some of the things that they've done going forward to keep themselves healthy and fit and things like that. So very excited about having this health fair. It's February 18th. It's going to be from 8 o'clock to 3 p.m., and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so this is a free event, and there's a lot of 101 happening here. You know, you can't ask for more where you're actually taking. This is a full day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you're working one on one and with at least 15 minute sessions with people.
Right. Right. So, yeah, one on one, we'll have people. So there'll be sort of a conference set up where we do this fireside sort of talk. It's basically a conversation for people to feel open and ask questions in a group setting.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will have a lot of similar questions that could be answered in a group setting. And then the one-on-one sort of consultations, those are some personal things that people probably
don't want to talk about in front.
Yeah, and they may want to be a little bit more explicit, and they can do that with some privacy with me. So, you know, we offer both settings for people that come to the fair. So I think it's really great, and people can get some of those questions out there. One of the things that I wanted to make sure is that, you know, a lot of the myths about procedures and colon health that's out there, we want to sort of debunk a lot of that, because people think that, you know, certain procedures have a risk of them having surgery, and mm-hmm. some people believe that they can eat a certain way and this can cure cancer and all of those things. So I just want to make sure that all of those sort of conversations are out in the open. I can discuss them, and they can have some reliable information as opposed to information that they may be getting from other sources.
All right. So the Fireside Health Conversations, it'll be every hour on the hour, whether it's speaking on cancer screenings, diet, nutrition, and fitness, how to recognize the symptoms, the myths about digestive health, little known facts about digestive health, and then more. So if someone really wants to be there and they can't be there, how can they go about seeing you or seeking you out, maybe to be their doctor or something?
If they're not able to make it, they can always get to my website. My website is Lotsu Health. It's www.lotsuhealth, LotsuHealth.com. So my website, you can always go to my website. I usually will post information about upcoming events there. If they want to make an appointment, my number to the office is 312-929-3140. And they can always call the office and arrange an appointment to see me and discuss more information and sort of in detail if they like, and if they can't make it. So that's how I can be reached.
All right, Dr. Lotsu, this is a big thing for our community. This is for anyone of any age, any race, for everyone to come and learn something, because knowledge is power. And to learn more about your health is very necessary, just so we can be here, be stronger, and just be healthy overall. So this is special, and I thank you. Dr. Losu, so much for putting this together and for joining me here on this show and letting my audience know what's going on. So I'll make sure, you know, they make their way February the 18th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Location is 840 to 842 West Adams here in Chicago. I'm going to be there, too. I'll make sure I'm in attendance because I'd like to learn some things as well.
Sure. Well, look forward to seeing you then, Marcia.
All right, Dr. Losu, thank you so much for spending your time with me this evening.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.